Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10.09 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful, what is it, Friday? Friday, September 19th, 2025. I can't believe how this time flies. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we salute today. Thanks to John Basiliga and the Basiliga Hospitality Group. Like Charles Berberich, Scranton, Bill Roth, Stroudsburg, but he worshipped in Taylor. William James, Baltimore, but he lived in Nanticoke. Bernard Schultz, Benton. Michael Canty, Bloomsburg. And David Graham, Orangeville. So with history, our founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in the face of total insanity on the left and, sadly, in the Democrat Party. And I tell you, I look for people to vote for that are Democrats. I actually look. And it's just getting more and more difficult. Mother Teresa, let's go right to her. Now, I missed yesterday. I don't know how. Mary Regina, she was very, she was hinting, and I didn't get to it. But here's September 18th, Mother Teresa. Confess your sin and be finished with it. God's mercy is greater than your sin. Don't be afraid, scrupulous, or anxious. You are a sinner full of sin when you go to confession, and when you come out, you are a sinner without sin. But always, before everything else, and after everything else, you are a child of God, says Saint Teresa. And that was yesterday. Now today, for September 19th, she says, what are you hiding? What do you do in secret? Doing things in secret, hiding, these things are the beginning of lying. Well, I don't know if that's the case for the Democrats, but I'm not sure. But so when we go to Mother Teresa, to another lovely woman who's in our studio, at a rare studio appearance, Trish Bynum. Trish, welcome. She is the Republican candidate for mayor of the city of Scranton. So great to see you, Trish.
Oh, thank you very, very much for having me here. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
We've had some great conversations through the spring and primaries over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're really in the midst of it. You had a press conference last week on the steps of City Hall, very appropriately so. But by the way, I'll bet you couldn't get in City Hall.
I couldn't get in City Hall, so I had to stay on the steps. I had no option.
The Mayor Many Names has it locked up. You can't get in.
She has it locked up for her own personal interests.
Yes.
It's sad, but it is what it is, you know. But I couldn't get in to talk to her, so I said, I'm just going to do it on the steps. She probably wasn't there anyway.
Tell us what you said at City Hall last week.
Well, my most important aspect that I want to get across to everyone is that our current mayor is seeking another position for Congress in the 8th Congressional District. So she is not giving 100% of her time to the city of Scranton taxpayers. That's obvious.
By the way, that might be a good thing. The less damage.
But what really fries me is that she's getting paid to do her job, a full-time job, but she's not doing the work of a full-time mayor. So why are the city of Scranton taxpayers paying her salary when she's out in Pike County, Wayne County, on MSNBC, doing everything else but focusing on the city of Scranton? It's terrible.
I don't think there could be any justification. And they point out that Stacey Garrity, and I listened to her on the morning show with an interview, and they just went along with it, which is insane in and of itself. Stacey Garrity is not running for another office while she's running for another office. This is unprecedented. I've never really seen it before.
Yeah, I think it's embarrassing to the city of Scranton anyway, and I don't think that they definitely shouldn't compare the two, because there is absolutely no comparison between those two. It's a disgrace what she's doing, and she's trying to cover it up by trying to put it off on other people. It's her problem. She should be focused on us and not on someone else.
One of the things that I continually point out, and again, if you're going to be a left-winger, and she's a left-wing lunatic, mm-hmm. she's all in on the entire agenda mm-hmm. from the border, no
yes.
matter how she lies about it now, to the transgender,
yes,
all of it. And she says that she decided, like just recently, that she had to run for Congress. She hired someone to be her publicist for her congressional run last year.
Exactly.
She's lying to people as though they're stupid, and apparently some people won't care.
They won't care, and I don't understand that, because why would you pay somebody if they're not going to stay their full term? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And she should have dropped out way before the primary, when she was asked during the debate and before and after the debate whether or not she was going to run for another congressional district or any other political office. She didn't even answer. That in itself is a lie. She should have, she should have stood up for the people and said, look, I'm not going to be here for you. I'm stepping down, and I'm going to give someone else a chance to run for mayor and take care of the city. She didn't do it. She flat out, by doing that, that was a lie.
Well, all you have to do is drive the streets.
Yes.
Or go up to Naog and see piles of dirt where the James Walsh swim complex used to be. And
yep.
you realize this is an incompetent.
This is an incompetent. All yep. she's worried about is putting those little splash pads up. She has no interest in anything else. And every time she says that she has accomplished something, if you look at the whole scheme and you focus on the bigger picture, she hasn't accomplished anything. The roads are a mess. Taxes are high. People are worried they're going to be out of their homes because they can't afford to stay there. It's an embarrassment what she's doing. But when she talks on MSNBC or wherever she speaks, or she has her other girl talking for her, she doesn't say that. She makes herself sound much more important than she is. We're a stepping stone. She is abandoning the city of Scranton. Bottom line, I hope that the people of the city of Scranton see that and they do the right thing, because it's never going to do us any good if we just keep her tail. The only reason why she's doing that is to get a name recognition so she can move on to her next step.
Crime in Scranton is beyond anything I've seen, beyond a level I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from our own cops getting shot and beyond.
I know.
There's no focus there, and she's got that left wing, the criminals are oppressed. In fact, she posed with two criminals.
I saw.
With
her
own child at an opening of their front business.
Exactly. I mean, that doesn't tell you anything. With your eyes should be wide open to that one. But crime is 82% higher in the city of Scranton. She said that she has more cops on the beat, but yet she's anti-union, so she's not really working with the police force. And wherever she has the police right now, I don't know where they are. God love them. They're hard workers. I feel for them. But I don't think that she's really working with the police force. I think that's just something that she's saying to get through so people think she's doing her job. She's not doing her job.
Trish Bynum's our guest. She's running for mayor in the city of Scranton against Mayor Many Names. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, we've had 9 months of negotiations on the DPW contract, and I love those guys. They come by, we play stick out your can, here come the garbage man every day. They take away what you don't want. I just love them. But she's not letting them do their jobs because we've got this crazy consultant contract telling them how to do what they're already doing, but we're paying for it. And there's no DPW head. We're paying tens of thousands in legal fees for a contract that hasn't come to fruition.
Exactly. Now, what she's doing, I just was speaking to them over at the La Festa. We just had a little get-together. I was speaking with a lot of the DPW workers, fantastic people, hard workers, and they said the same thing. They have been working 9 months without a contract. Every single time they try to negotiate, she doesn't show up. They cancel the meeting. This has been going on for 9 months. These people are paying way too much in health care. With the little raise that they got came back out of their pockets with the overpriced health care coverage that they're paying. They're not getting treated fairly. I see it. I heard it. I feel bad for the guys. Just listening to them, and they have all these issues and these problems, and she's just blowing them off, not paying any attention to them. They deserve better. And again, anti-union to the extreme. At least work with unions and non-union people. Everybody should be treated fairly. She's not doing that.
Trish Bynum, our guest, candidate for mayor of Scranton. Trish, tell me about yourself. Tell us about yourself, and then what led you to run for mayor.
Okay, well, I've been living in Scranton about 33 years, and I have a daughter I raised here. I work here in Scranton. And about maybe 5 years ago, my daughter, she went to a public high school, and she said how much it has changed over the years. And she was worried, walking to school, walking back from school. Crime was a big issue with us. We had a break-in at our house once. So we had some problems with that. And with her moving out of the area, it really opened my eyes. She said, Mom, I wish you would move out of the area. I don't feel safe with you here. She left the area. And it got me thinking, somebody needs to step up and do something for the betterment of the city. And if it's not me, who's it going to be? So I went ahead and I, you know, put my name my hat in the ring, and I said, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make city of Scranton better. I don't care what political spectrum you're on. I'm going to be here to work for the people of Scranton, everyone, and I want them to know that I'm out there for them. I'll be approachable. I'll be honest, which we really need in leadership is honesty.
Oh, yeah.
I'll show up, and I'll unlock the doors to City Hall. I'm going to be that person that they wish they had 10, 15 years ago. I'm going to be a better option for the city of Scranton. I feel it. I know I could do it. I have the education behind me. I have knowledge behind me, and I know I could do it. And right now, and I'm not going anywhere. This isn't a stepping stone. I'm here for the people, and I'm staying my full term. I'm not looking for anything else, another avenue, or maybe she wants to one day become, God knows, vice president or something. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Trish Bynum, let's talk practicality. She's got a ton of money coming from out of town.
Yep.
And I don't mean just Lackawanna County. I'm talking about from...
I saw
a $500 contribution from Austin. It's
right.
The whole left-wing lunatic fundraising scam. And it has nothing... They could care less what happens in Scranton.
That's the truth. She hasn't cared about what's happening in Scranton. We are like an object in her rearview mirror. That's what I see when I see her. She does not care about us. She's already 1 foot out the door already. She's gone. All she needs to do is finish these few months up, hopefully get... if she gets back in, which we all hope she doesn't at this point, if she does get back in as mayor, it's just going to be a short-term process, and it's going to look like a feather in her cap, so she could use that as a title to move on to the next step in her life. It's not right.
Well, she's also going to be campaigning full-time,
and she's campaigning
instead of running for
right.
being the mayor.
So who's in charge then? Who's going to be in charge? Who's there right now? Where is she? What county is she in right now? Where is she? Is she on another radio station or TV channel? Where is she? She needs to be focused on what the city of Scranton needs. Right now, the city's a mess. They need somebody to help out, and she's not doing it.
Well, Trish, you got a game plan. Are you doing door-to-door? What have you been doing? I know you're going to start hitting the media, the airwaves.
Yes, I have been doing that, and we're doing tons of door knocking. We're having events, actually, this Sunday, coming at from 2 to 5 o'clock up at the Tiki Bar at the Waldorf. We're going to be having an event. You guys can meet me if you want. Ask me any questions. I have nothing to hide. I'll be there to listen to anybody that wants. Feel free to stop up. It's going to be a nice time. We have a band. We have food. That's coming up. And I'm out there talking to the people. There's events in the city I'm attending, and I'm just letting people know I'm out there. I'm for you. And if you need anything, just ask. That's what my job is. If you're a mayor, you're working for the city of Scranton. You're working for the people. And that's what your job is. If you're getting paid to do it, show up.
That's not much.
Not too much to ask.
Not too much to ask. Trish Bynum, thank you very much for stopping in. I appreciate it.
Thank you very, very much.
Your bodyguard is, he's getting impatient.
He's back on work mode. He said, we got to go.
Listen, I thank you for doing it. I thank you for running, too.
Thank you.
We need it. We need new leadership. We need to get away from this... I don't even know what to call her, but we need to get away from this incompetence.
Yeah. You need somebody who really wants to be here for everyone and the people of Scranton. And I want that. For my own sake, I live in Scranton. I know how bad it is. I want people to know that I'm there for them. I see what they see, and I'm for everybody. I'm not worried about, like I said, the political spectrum part of it. I'm going to work for everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Trish Bynum, candidate for mayor, city of Scranton. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dean Martin, number one easy listening charts hit this date, 1964. Everybody loves somebody. And before that, Bruno Hauptmann, arrested in New York, charged with the kidnap and murder of the Lindbergh baby. This is 1934. Oh, it was a national story like we experience today. A couple of comments regarding Trish Bynum's stop here. Paige Cognetti runs for mayor, wins, then hires and pays on our dime a panel of advisors to tell her what to do as mayor while running for Congress. Unbelievable. How does Scranton survive? Well, you got to get out and vote against Mayor Manny Names. You've got to get out and vote against her. And that's everybody. You live here. Don't you care about the city? Don't you care about your own self-interest? You're going to blindly vote Democrat? I don't get it. Joe from Trips Park says, do we see Paige living here 20 years from now? No. She knows it, and we know it. This stint has been nothing more than an overpaid internship, and not for the job here at that. I know it. Crazy stuff. Hey, let's go to Ed from Berwick. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Cordaro. LTS to you.
LTS back at you, brother.
I'm a longtime veteran. So a lot of wars, the bodies pile up, we put up a white flag and go home. That's the new way now. So,
not you. Don't have a white flag in your house.
No, true. If I do, I have to hide it. I'm a Democrat. However, I am a Dan Flood Democrat.
Okay.
You get what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Back when we had a party. I went away. Okay, I have a question for all liberal Democrats out there. Where are our two heroes of 9/11, Hillary Clinton and George Clooney? Remember their comment? What did we do to make these people hate us so much? It's our own fault. Remember that?
Yes.
So, well, I don't see them. They don't dare say it about Charles Kirk, do they?
No.
They disappear. The mouth shuts. So, I have one final comment. We'll keep this thing short and sweet. My opinion about the whole 9/11 business, we messed up there. In my opinion, what should have been done was September 11th, the towers came down in New York. September 12th, America should have turned Mecca into glass. No more problem. It worked in Tokyo. It worked in Berlin. You don't win wars by throwing candy to the babies and giving the enemy money.
Well, Ed, instead, what we're doing is we're electing Islamists, not Muslims, Islamists. Four different cities in Jersey, Dearborn, Michigan. The mayor just told a Christian minister he's not welcome here in Dearborn. It's bad. These are not good people.
And in 1946, we would have been electing Bushido Knights and Nazis. But we cut the head off the snake. I still say, until we turn Mecca into glass, we'll always have a problem. With that, I say, take the hill, you fellow veterans, and it's good talking to you.
Oh, pleasure,
goodbye,
Ed. Thank
Mr.
you.
Cordaro.
Thank
right
you. A more radical conclusion. Look, it's important to note, and it's like all of the groups we talk about, the people who practice are practicing Muslims. They are not Islamists. They're willing to live and let live with us. They're willing to follow their own consciences, their own way of life within our system. The Islamists, not so. They intend fully, and they state it outright, they intend to fully destroy this country and the liberalism, not the left-wingism, the liberalism, meaning accepting of others, others' religions, others' lifestyles, they will not accept it. Please be clear on that. We take a break. We'll come back. Veterans Tribute, then more of your phone calls. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Our Veterans Tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by John Basiliga. And it's a Friday, so we'll feature just one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality. Well, these are my favorite places to go. They just are. You want to talk bar, restaurant, where you get everything from gravy fries to a great steak? The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Queen City Tavern, Main Drag Oliphant. Far Street Tavern. Cutie was there last night on Far Street, the Trips Park section of West Scranton. Fine dining, the finest, the best. Terra 519, 519 Linden Street, downtown Scranton. The Stegmar Mansion, South Franklin Street, Wilkes-Barre. Sergey's, the nightclub, the nightclub. It'll be hopping this weekend. And the Scranton Art House. I'm going to the movies this weekend. That'll be where I go. Lackawanna Avenue, Scranton. William Bill James. We lost him August 14th. He was born in Baltimore, Maryland, but grew up in Nanticoke. He graduated from Nanticoke High School, very active in the sports world, co-captain of his high school basketball team, and placed the Nanticoke Rams on the map, scoring over 1,000 points. He was a forward on the 1961 Nanticoke High School state championship team, inducted into the Luzerne County Hall of Fame, honored on the Greater Scranton Area High School Wall of Fame. Bill enlisted in the U.S. Army, November of 1966, the height of the Vietnam War. He served as a military policeman at Walter Reed Army Medical Center for 2 years. He finished up in 1968 as Specialist Fourth Class. He was in private industry for 30 years and later a security officer for the city of Wanacue, New Jersey. Bill met his beloved wife, Anna, in 2004 while serving on jury duty and hadn't taken his eyes off her since that day. They'd been married for 21 years. Bill was the middle child of five. Grew up Catholic, but eventually baptized as a Seventh-day Adventist. He continued to grow in Christ, his family says, with each passing day. He's survived by his wife, Anna, stepsons, grandkids, and other family members. Bill James. Bernard Schultz, Navy veteran, long career in education. He was 94 when we lost him September 11th. He was from Benton. Born in Bloomsburg, he's survived by his loving wife, Janice, with whom he shared 67 years of marriage. 1949, graduate of Bloomsburg High School. He then graduated from Bloomsburg State Teachers College, 1958. He also attended Drexel and got his Master's of Education from Bucknell. He served this country in the U.S. Navy for 4 years during the Korean conflict. Bernard worked in education most of his life. Math teacher, principal at Berwick Area School District, superintendent of schools at Benton Area School District. He was a high school principal there as well. Fondly remembered by many students as an excellent teacher with a stern yet caring disposition. Active member of the Benton United Methodist Church, where he served as a lay leader. In later years, he attended the Benton United Presbyterian Church. Member of the Knapp Lodge of the Masons in Berwick, and the Caldwell Consistory of Bloomsburg. He was a barbershop chorus guy. In addition to his wife, Janice, he survived by three children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Bernard Schultz. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and the Basiliga Hospitality Group. Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Meteorologist Joe Snedeker tells us today, sunny and breezy, 76. Tonight, clear and cooler, 48. Saturday, mostly sunny, 76. Sunday, mostly sunny, 73. Great early fall weather. Never fails to make me laugh and never fails to brighten my day. Our man, Peter Della Porta, the pie man cometh. How are you, Peter?
Robert, how are you? Happy Friday on this gorgeous day and the final day of summer.
Yeah, it feels like fall. It feels like fall.
It summer flew by, didn't it?
It did. Well, that means it's the Eagles. Well, talk to me, Pie Man. What do we got?
Well,
now, by the way, your man, the weekend warrior, Sid Hallinan, he didn't want to make a pick on this week's Eagles game.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, when I looked at their schedule, Bob, and I think we talked about it, our first analysis this year. I looked at their schedule, and I crossed this off, Bob. This is the toughest game of the season. You know, the Rams are headed back to Philadelphia for a rematch of the closest game of the Eagles' 2024 NFL playoff run, where they lost 22-28. It was a tough game. It could have gone either way.
Well, what's going to happen in this year's edition?
Well, you know, Coach, you know, Sean McVay is one of the best coaches in the league, and he always really does his homework for this game and matches the Eagles, all of their strengths and weaknesses, and plays a really good has a really good game plan. The Titans have the best receivers in the league, with Davante Adams and Puka Nakata, and Matthew Stafford's the quarterback. They've had 408 yards in two games. While the Eagles are really struggling, Bob, in their passing game, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, and Dallas Goedert got a combined 104 yards, and Hurts hasn't thrown a ball. We've only had three passes over 10 yards this season.
But he's completing 70% of his passes, Pie Man.
Yeah. And he's had no turnovers, which is good, too. So, I mean, he's playing very conservative. But, you know, against a team like the Rams, you got to put that ball in the air. You got to stretch out that defense, you know, and put some points on the board.
Well, let's get right to the prediction, Pie Man. What's going to happen Sunday?
44.5 points over under. The Eagles are 3.5 points favorite. And I have the Eagles are going to push themselves into another victory, 26-24.
In your way, you go right out on a limb with the Eagles.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be close, but I think, like I said, they're going to push their way into victory.
All right. I'm excited for it. 26-24, says the Pie Man.
Game. It should be good, and I'm headed up to it, and I'm definitely going to Geno's Steaks beforehand for cheesesteaks.
love it. The Pie Man. The Pie Man cometh, the Pie Man speaketh, and now the Pie Man goeth. Thank you, my man. Always
right,
a pleasure,
you,
brother.
Bob. What a great show.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, my friend.
Okay, you too. He'll be at the Eagles game. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll return. Tons of great songs today. The Animals, number one hit this date, 1964. Their hit, House of the Rising Sun. Bob Cadaro back on WILK. Somebody text in, what a shocker. Who would have thought the Pie Man would say the Eagles would win on Sunday? Bob K says, Bob, is the Pie Man gone? Can I turn the radio back on? I'm an Eagles hater. He says, LTS, though. He loves the show. Well, the Pie Man's the Pie Man. Come on. Then another says, the Eagles could have Stevie Wonder as a quarterback, all the receivers quadriplegics, Joe Biden calling both the offensive and defensive plays, and the Pie Man will have the Eagles winning by at least a touchdown. No, he only had them win by two. We only had them winning by two. Oh, Lordy. Hey, the House just voted for a resolution honoring Charlie Kirk. 95 Democrats voted against it. What's the damage here? 95 Democrats. 58 voted no, and another, 37 voted present. What disgraceful people. What disgraceful people. Somebody asked, do you have any news of any kind about the shootings and killings in the Annunciation Church in Minneapolis a few weeks ago? No, I do not. They're not going to cover it. It was a left-wing lunatic. It's over. They don't care. You will have no media follow-up on this story. None. I know the injured and the wounded are recovering. Do you see what they do? As soon as it goes against their narrative, attack. Hey, let's go to Mike from Bloomsburg. Thanks for your patience, Michael.
Oh, you're welcome, Robert. Hey, real quickly, I believe that cultures slowly collapse and then all of a sudden collapse.
Yep.
I think that's what history shows. And I think most people are busy with their lives trying to, you know, make a living, raise their families or whatever, and they're not paying attention to this fact of life. And I'm watching MSNBC and CNN now mainly. I don't watch Fox because I think I generally believe in what they're pushing. So I want to know what the other half of the country's believing. And it's actually...
Don't give them credit for a half. Don't give them a credit for a half. Their ratings show it's not true.
That's true. But I mean, you know, if you listen to what they're saying and then you listen to the, you know, the news at the top, at the bottom, the hour, on many places, it's all the same. And just to give you one example, a letter was written in our local paper here by a local woman who seems, you know, pretty sharp. And basically she was talking about the gerrymandering situation in Texas, okay, where they want to redistrict.
Yep.
And what she said matched perfectly what CNN and MSNBC says, that it's Trump's attack on democracy to steal your vote. Now, that sounds pretty damning and pretty serious.
Dear God.
But they lead out the fact that, number one, both sides do the same thing. And number two, the Supreme Court has ruled on gerrymandering several times. And they keep changing it a little bit to, you know, to kind of adapt it. You know, the Constitution's a living document, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so it happens. It's real. Both sides are doing it. But to take that one issue, blow it up in flames, and say that it's Trump attacking democracy. That's the new meme.
Well, we're insane. These people, they're seriously insane. Let's just talk, and we have to go because it's 11 o'clock. But let's talk about Jimmy Kimmel's free speech. Okay, and Trump's, what free speech? He didn't allow free speech when Mark Levin came out with a book. He didn't allow Mark Levin on his show. He didn't allow any conservatives on his show. He didn't allow free speech, but now he wants it and his acolytes want it. My God, these people are insane.
The guy from Fox that got canned, I can't remember his name. Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
When Tucker Carlson got canned, it was because the Republicans, not the Republicans, the Democrats wanted to, not, you know, I'm not saying that's because.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel cheered when he got canceled.
Exactly.
I mean, and they both that's what I'm saying. These people are phony beyond imagination and dumb,
it's
frankly.
It's what's right is wrong and what's wrong is right. It's just nuts with them. And that's my concern, that we're going to let this thing slip away. Because so many people have the wrong idea. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, Bob. I can't believe the last election was as close as it was. When you look at Kamala Harris and the other guy that was running with her.
Look at her book. She is a complete flaming dumbo. My God.
How would you like to work for CBS when they had to cover up how bad she was?
I don't know.
That's your organization.
I got to give credit to the person who edited her interview and somehow came up with something intelligent. That was a feat.
that was something. Yeah.
Dear Lord. Hey, we got to go, but thank you always.
Okay, you take care now. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Michael. We've got to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK, because my Bacardo Jewelers watch, and it's not a Raymond Weil, it's not Breitling, it's not Auris, it's not Longines, it's not Michelle, it's not Shinola, it's not Luminox, it's not Swiss Army, it's not Seiko, it's not Tory Burch, it's not a Victorinox. It's a Bacardo Jewelers watch, and it tells me it's 11:03 on the nose. We got to go to the news. We'll be back. We got Kalen Deese from the Washington Examiner. We'll be back shortly.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.